I'm going to call the guitar player with Trans-Siberian Orchestra if all goes well. Where's 570? Do you know, Brian?
I don't know. Siberia?
He's actually in a Siberian orchestra.
What's up, dude?
Yes, Al Petrelli, please.
Yes, sir. At the ready.
Hey, first and foremost, I want to thank you for taking time out. A, you're a musician and it's early. And B, you travel the world and you're making time to talk to me. I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule as well for this. And listen, I'm a musician and I'm up early, but I got two little girls in the house that were up and running for school at 6:30. So I'm good. I'm on my fifth cup of coffee, dude. We're great.
So you rock out at night and you make pancakes in the morning.
All morning.
Hey, I'm hanging here with my friend Brian. Can you hear Brian?
I can hear.
Hey, Brian. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for asking.
I have a question. Let's start with this and then I'll let you take over. How does a guy go from, walk me through the transition of you're in Megadeth one day, and did you start Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
TSO actually came first. That thing started in 1995. The gentleman who created it, a guy named Mr. Paul O'Neill, and I had been friendly with Paul since probably the middle 80s, and he called me out of the blue one day, early winter 95, and said, I got this idea I'm working on. Would you come in and give me a hand with it? And, you know, when I went to the studio, he put the faders up, and I kind of looked at him, and I said, what's with the Christmas song? You know, and he laughed, and he said, well, it's not really a Christmas song, but it's more a song depicting events, or a soundtrack depicting events that took place on Christmas Eve during the war in Sarajevo. So, you know, that's where that thing really started, and then about 5 years into it, give or take, I think Jimmy DeGrasso, an old friend of mine who's playing drums with Megadeth, called me up and he said, listen, Marty Friedman's leaving. We need somebody to fill in for a couple weeks. Can you help us out? And that's what it was supposed to be. I ended up staying for a couple years.
Very, very interesting. Correct me if I'm wrong. My memory gets fuzzy as I'm getting older. We're talking to Al Petrelli. He's the guitar player, founding member, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Did Trans-Siberian Orchestra have a song in a Kia commercial?
You know, I don't know. I know that it was Dodge did it. I know Tesla did it. I'm not sure about Kia. You may be, listen, that song kind of went everywhere, you know, yeah. And a bunch of the songs. That one was in Winter, the Christmas Canon, you know, based on Paco Bell's theme. You know, that's one of the amazing things about, you know, this band is that, you know, Paul just wanted to make a great art form. And he goes, I'm not really worried about, you know, commercial success or money or any of that stuff. He goes, I just want to make great art. And if it catches on, awesome. If it doesn't catch on, at least we did something important. And boy, did it catch on everywhere.
Well, it's, you know, I grew up a musician myself, a total rockhead when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And my brother ingeniously brought me to Yale University. We saw a symphony orchestra. Mm-hmm. Which was so completely out of my world, but I got the same chills that I got when I saw Iron Maiden, and I realized, oh my God, being a musician means fusing it all together, and that's exactly what you guys are doing. It's really hard rock and classical together, right?
It's kind of everything all rolled into one. So if you go back when I was a kid, when Paul O'Neill was a kid, you know, in the 60s, there was really only one radio station in New York, and that was WABC AM, you know, before FM really started taking a foothold. And what came out of my dad's speaker in his Pontiac back then, you know, there was only really two styles of music, good and bad, you know, from you know, me being a kid as a listener.
Right.
So everything was either orchestrated. You know, you had the great works from like The Sound of Music or West Side Story, you know, or Leonard Bernstein's work, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Jesus Christ Superstar. Then you had Motown coming through the radio, and you had the Beatles and the Stones and the Beach Boys and everything in between. So, you know, I grew up on Long Island just outside of New York, and Paul the same, and he spent a lot of time in New York City. Now, you go to the city to see a show in the 70s, you go to the Garden, right? You see, you know, Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, The Who. Down the block is Radio City. Down the block from that is the theater districts. And he loved, you know, Broadway shows. And then you got Lincoln Center, where all the classical presentations are going on. So he really did have an all-encompassing education, music-wise, you know, every style of music. And when he put pen to paper to create the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He wanted to tell a story, and some of the stories were, like, you know, kind of heavy rock sounding. Some of the stories may have been an acoustic guitar and a vocal. A lot of them were orchestral sounding. So, you know, he never really worried about painting himself into a corner stylistically. He just wanted to use everything at his fingertips.
So, yeah, so I have a question, and I think it's why Franz brought me in here this morning, because I'm not familiar with TSO. So, and maybe some of our listeners aren't. So, what do I expect from a show? Is it like violins? And see, he's complete opposite. I'm not a musician, so I'm not going to go to a regular orchestra. And so, I mean, I'm going to go to Megadeth, right? So,
yeah, no joke.
Yeah. So what do people expect when they go to the show so they can know what to expect?
You know, it's funny that you say that, because a lot of times, you know, people like, you know, aren't you like that Russian orchestra? I'm like, no. You know, maybe partly, but no. Listen, like we just discussed, everything musical, every style of music you could imagine. You know, we do works by Mozart and Beethoven. We have, you know, full-blown heavy metal versions of Christmas carols. We have choir pieces. There's a theatrical aspect of it. You know, all the singers represent characters in Paul O'Neill's story called The Ghost of Christmas Eve. The only thing I could tell, and before, then you wrap it up in the biggest rock and roll production ever. I think last year when we rolled through town, we had 21 tractor trailers and 12 buses. So it is a rock show. There's an orchestra on stage, and myself and Angus, the other two, the other guitar player, you know, Les Pauls, Marshalls, the whole thing. So it really is a little bit of everything rolled together to create this one thing that's completely different than anything anybody's ever seen. And if I could explain to you how the audience works, the first show we did in 99, at the Tower Theater, I remember the house lights going down, the curtain came up, and I looked in the audience and I nearly had a heart attack, because in the front row was that older couple wearing those crocheted reindeer sweaters. and right next to that couple was a dude wearing a Slayer hoodie.
That was my grandmother. Come on.
Brian still has those sweaters.
Yes. I wore one today.
Yeah, me too, somewhere. But yeah, and the kid next to him was wearing a Slayer hoodie or a Metallica hoodie, whatever it was. And I looked at it, I was like, wow. Everybody really does enjoy this, because I think the older couple were expecting, you know, the New York Philharmonic, and the younger dude was expecting Mustaine to walk out. So I have, there's something for everyone, and everybody enjoys everything.
You struck that balance between rock and classical, and yeah, I'm familiar with a lot of your material. We're going to play some here coming up. Al Petrelli, guitar player with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, coming to the Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln, November 16th. I will have tickets for that. I don't like to give them away until I actually have them in hand. So I'm going to wait on that Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming up. Al, I really appreciate you taking time. Did you finish making breakfast for the girls?
Oh, the girls have been out of the house a couple hours ago. I'm going to clean the kitchen when I get off the phone with you. And then I'm going to talk to a bunch of people today, because it's exciting. Like I said, the kids are at school. Football season started. Costco has all its Christmas decorations out. And, you know, TSO has hit the road again. It's going to be a fantastic year.
Does this ruin the image that we have of rock guitar gods? Like, I got to go. I'm cleaning the kitchen.
Yeah,
I don't know that you should be revealing that.
Yeah. Does it ruin it? God, I hope so.
Now, does the show have fire, laser lights, explosions, and smoke? Because if it has that, it's cool. It doesn't matter what you're playing.
All of it, dude. We have more pyro than everybody put together. You know, it's sonically, you know, you're going to get put back on your heels and you're going to enjoy a lot of wonderful music. And visually, it's just so over the top. It's incredible. I'm so proud of what it's become. You know, 28 years and counting. You know, there's a bunch of people, I'd say 50 to 60% of the audience are folks that I affectionately refer to as my repeat offenders. You know, they've been coming back, you know, since this thing started touring in 99. And it's become a lot of people's holiday tradition, mine included. So, yeah, there's a lot. Nothing says Merry Christmas quite like pyro.
Let me just, in closing, some of the music is very sophisticated. I call it complicated. In other words, yeah. I wouldn't be able to play 4/4 drums to it. It's a I don't think I have a question. I think it's just a comment. It's you're going to get it all when you see Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Mm-hmm. Can I call it a cross between progressive rock like Rush and classical music?
all that, absolutely all of it, you know. And you're right, there's pieces of music where you'll be banging your head and you know, your fists will be in the air. And there's other pieces where, you know, we'll be doing Mozart's 24th Symphony, and it's very orchestral, you know. And that's the dynamic that, you know, if it's like, you know, all rock and roll all night, that's wonderful. But when you have the dynamic of classical music or solo vocal and acoustic guitar piece, you know, the story is very dynamic, therefore the music and the visuals as well. So yeah, you can call it Rush, you can call it you can call it anything you want, as long as you come and enjoy yourself.
I think what you have turned us on to is the fact that classical music like Mozart, Beethoven really does kick ass in a different way, and you're turning it into today, and I love you for that.
We got to give props to your East Coast accent. So here's what I would say. Forget about it. Get your tickets to the show. Forget about it.
Well, when I saw who I was going to talk to, I'm like, that's the guitar player, Al Petrelli. I thought, he's got to be from the East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
That's where all the Italians are.
You could hear it. Yeah, you could hear it in his voice.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Al, thank you so much. Safe travels.
All right, buddy. Gentlemen, have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much for the time, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive!
107.7 The Island.
Grand Man, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.
107.7 The Island.